Welcome to the Netzpolitik podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl, and my guest today is again John Kelly from the Berkman Center and
Morningside Analytics.
Yeah. Hi. We have here the alpha or pre-alpha version of a map of the German blogosphere, and I will link to it. So, what do we see on this map?
Well, first of all, I want to point out that I'm your guest on the podcast, but in another sense, you're my guest today because you're at my home and here on your trip to New York. So very glad to welcome you. And what we're doing now, as you've been observing, because we've been looking at this for some hours together, is I'm doing some new maps, some alpha maps, that's a good term for it, of different language blogospheres. So when I saw you in Berlin, we looked at the Iranian blogosphere and the English language blogosphere. And tonight we've been looking at our very first cut of the German language blogosphere. So what we're doing is drawing a social network map based on a spidering of German blogs. And we see the position of the blogs as a function of its relationship to others by linking. So what we're looking for are these pockets of density in the network that indicate position blogs near those with which they're most densely interlinked, and that tends to be around issues of common concern, politics, and other things.
Where did you get the data?
So this data comes from a spidering process. We have, actually at Morningside, we've got three different spiders that all work according to a little bit different principles, so we can compare the data. But we've been spidering around the global blogosphere for some time, and we've been working on some other languages more intensively, and we just recently decided to point it with special focus on Germany. So we just did that. So now we've got a lot of network data on the German blogosphere.
Can you a bit more explain how this spider works?
How it works? Sure. So it's like many spiders, what it does is it'll visit a website and it downloads the full HTML and it parses that out into the text and the links, and it harvests those links, and there's some algorithm that prioritizes them, and then it goes out and chases down those links, and so it builds out a vision of the network based on an early population of some seed blogs, and then it snowballs, we like to use that term, snowballs around until it finds the whole network, and usually takes a few days before it's not finding anything new anymore, and then we figure we've got it.
And now on this map, the pre-alpha version, how many blogs have you spidered to come to this map?
We've spidered some hundreds of thousands for German already. There are a lot of the prioritization of what we chase down prioritizes those things that are linked buy more things. So we try to avoid the things that are tendrils that are only linked to by one or two. We get them eventually, but what we're looking for are the more densely connected parts of the network. So behind these hundreds of thousands of German blogs that we found, we've now narrowed down to this map that we're looking at, which is the top 10,000. Again, it's an alpha map, so probably half the blogs or the dots on this map don't deserve to be there because they're, as we've discovered looking at this, they're SEO blogs or other types of spam. And what we're really interested in, what we are most concerned with, are the large structures that exist around lots of individual bloggers making individual choices about what to link to. So we want things that represent individuals and what they find interesting, the choices they've made, as opposed to companies that are pushing a strategy or pornographers that are pushing a product that create automated links that are intended to keep eyeballs inside a certain zone. So what we try and do is filter those out, and what we're looking at together is what it looks like before we filter those out. So some of these will disappear, and we'll be able to fill it in more with real human beings.
What are the next steps from following now these pre-alpha stage of the map?
Well, we sort of do two things simultaneously, one of them really interesting, one of them really boring. The boring thing is just to identify all the SEO and these spam blogs and things that we're not interested in keeping. And We have to just go in and identify lists of those, and then we have some algorithms that, working off of those lists, can identify new ones and keep those blocked out. So it's some work, which is not particularly exciting. The more exciting work is getting into the interpretation of the network, which you and I have been doing here for a few minutes, going and looking at groups of these blogs and trying to figure out what they may have in common. So, you know, why is it that they end up together in part of the network? And that's usually around some matter of common interest or common belief.
Yeah, and so we did some interpretation. We saw, for example, a network on the northwestern part of Suing networks.
Yeah.
Or Suing blocks, Strick blocks in German. You told me it's quite common in other cultural languages too.
Well, it is. So when you arrived, I had just been spending an hour or two looking at the Portuguese language blogosphere, which I had naively assumed would be neatly divided into Portugal, the country, and Brazil, the country, and subdivisions within that. And I noticed something very interesting with the Brazilian blogosphere, which is that you had a lot of these clusters around on the periphery, which were around blogs about handicrafts or cooking, and by and large these were women bloggers. So you had Brazilian women blogging about some art form or sort of cooking activity, something like that. And then you had this group in the middle, which was all men talking politics. So it was sort of this pattern that I found really striking. And then we were just looking at the German blogosphere, and it's not as extreme as the Portuguese language, but we did notice some of these groups around the edges, which are devoted to things like cooking, things like handicrafts and stuff like that.
Okay, and it's interesting that in the moment the biggest center seems to be SEO.
Yes.
Blog networks. Mm-hmm. Is it also a common thing when you do alpha versions of other languages?
Very common, very common. However, I must say the German language blogosphere has more of this than normal. So normally there's a little bit of work to pull those out, but there are actually quite a few concentrations of these SEO blogs in the German blogosphere. So I don't know what that means. Probably there's more companies that are active in creating these sites and a higher proportion of the sites that are created in German are those than regular blogs as compared to other languages. But, you know, it's not unusual. We always find some of these.
Okay, whatever thought which is interesting is on the eastern side, there's a big pattern which is almost blogspot blogs, left-wing blogs and some music blogs, but most of them are within the blog community, mm-hmm. blogspot. Is it also common that within a blog community or at one blog hoster there's a big pattern with other countries?
Yeah, so Germany is in the middle of a spectrum that we've seen. And I'm saying this as though with great authority, we've just started looking at it. But normally we find either an extremely high correlation between where you are in the global network and what blog service you're on. So the Russian language blogosphere, for instance, is that. It's very broken up into different communities that are on the same blog service. And there's not a lot of crosstalk between bloggers on different blog services. So Russia would be at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum would be the English language blogosphere, and interestingly enough, the Persian language, Iranian blogosphere is like this, where there's very little correlation between whether you're blogging about poetry or right-wing politics or left-wing politics and what blog service you're on. So it just doesn't matter. And Germany, what we've seen so far, is a little bit in the middle. So a lot of the blogs that were in that the Blogsport domain were around kind of left-wing politics and some music and some pretty particular things. But there were a few bloggers. They weren't all from Blogsport. I mean, there were a few few others in there. So there's kind of there is a correlation, but it's not as strong as it is in the Russian language blogosphere. So I think that's an interesting thing to look at down the road with the German blogosphere.
Okay, in the moment, it's a pre-alpha stage. What will be the result when you say, okay, it's a version 1.0?
Mm-hmm.
What can we see then? Comparing you just did the experience with the Persian blogosphere,
mm-hmm.
Iranische blogosphere, and the United States. What do you expect
right.
will be the result of the Germans?
Well, in a way, I don't want to expect a result. I expect
yeah.
the result I expect is to work with one or several German collaborators because I'm, you know, I studied a little German in high school, and I remember a very small amount of that, Ein bisschen. But even knowing the language is not enough. You need to work with people that understand the culture, they understand the politics, that they understand what is going on enough to be able to interpret these structures. And so I look forward to collaborating with some German colleagues to interpret this map. And the outcome, what you want, is to understand it, because these structures arise because you have a lot of bloggers who are interested in similar things somehow. And we don't go in with any assumption about what it is they're interested in. It might be sewing, it might be cooking, it might be politics. But what we see when we do this is a exercise in cultural comparison, where we look at Portuguese, and we look at German, and we look at Persian, is these structures arise in these unique ways as a function of something about the politics, the culture, the historical circumstances of the society whose blogosphere this is. And what we want to do is understand this map, this structure, as a function of that society. If we think of it as a kind of map of the collective consciousness or a sort of fMRI, if you will, of the social mind, there's going to be a structure to that. There are different people here thinking about different things in different parts of the network, and we want to understand how that reflects something about the society.
Okay, and the end result will also, result will also be data which other people can use.
You were asking whether how this is available to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we rolling?
Yeah. No.
Okay. So I'm serving a lot of purposes with this research. In wearing my Berkman Center hat, what we're doing is a multinational study. I'm doing about four of these languages at Berkman. I'm doing some others in collaboration with other academic partners around the world. And that's an academic project. And what we want to do is create these maps for all these languages and interpret them and put them out. And there'll be a book and a bunch of papers and journals. And some of them will be boring and you won't want to read them, and others will be hopefully a little bit more exciting and accessible.
I hope there will be good maps.
Yeah, well, there'll definitely be good maps, and there'll also, this stuff will be, you know, it'll be on the web and in magazines, and the press is very interested in this project. So there'll be a lot of outputs that are designed to help everybody understand more about the blogosphere globally and also in their own country.
Okay, And now we see on the right, on your right desktop, a new map, which is now being displayed. It's the French blogosphere.
So when we started a minute or two before you started recording the podcast, I hit calculate on the French blogosphere. And so now we're looking at it. Do you speak French?
A bit. I think I had it longer in school than you German, but
so
yeah. But from the patterns, when we take a look on both blogospheres,
uh-huh.
they look totally different. There's a huge center in the
very
middle.
Very different. Yes.
And the German there is no really center except this one we have seen. But there are so many SEO
yeah.
center.
Well, I can say one thing right away, which is very interesting. So we've noticed there are a couple of big concentrations.
So maybe they're block hoster?
Well, that's what I thought. And if you zoom in here on it and take a look at what these are, they're not. They're really, they're
Bloxhorn?
Yeah, there's Blogspot, canal blog, there's Overblog.
Yeah, but there's a huge canal blog. It's everything, canal blog or Blogspot.
Well, but those are the dominant blog hosts. So let's take a look at a different neighborhood and see if it's the same.
It's a huge center.
Yeah. So
canal blog.
This is all canal blog.
Everyone is using canal blog in French.
Well, this is also an alpha, so let's not jump to conclusions, but it's certainly a very popular blog service. I think we can say that. If we look at another corner of the network, we still see, well, we see Blogspot. Hotfort.
Skynet blogs. I thought Skynet is much bigger, but it's a Belgium TLD. Yeah.
So one theory would be there's some Belgian blogs in there, and other theory would be that there are a number of blog hosts that actually get members from across Europe. So I know I was looking earlier today at some Sky blogs, and they were in French and in German and other languages.
Yeah,
too.
Sky blogs is I saw a map where social networks and their members in Europe were described, and Skyblogs was one of the hugest social networks within Europe, with more than 40 million members.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, because in Germany nobody takes care about Skyblogs.
Hmm. I know I've seen one or two in German.
Okay.
But so here I just zoomed in on a very remote cluster, and it's a mixture of canal blog and overblog and Blogspot. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in France you do not have a strong correlation between the part of the network and the blog host. See here, a totally different part of the network, and we've got Blogspot and canal blog and a mixture. WordPress, Blogspirit, Hotfort. So that's very interesting. So that means the French blogosphere is, in that respect, more like the English language or the Persian language blogosphere. Less like the Russian, and we don't know yet, but maybe even less like the German.
Yeah, also the different I saw now, seeing some of the patterns. In Germany, there are lots of independent blogs using their own domain, using, for example, WordPress. Most of the people I know use WordPress. And in French now, I think what I saw, 95% use blog services.
Well,
from the short
patterns
I've now seen, comparing to the patterns within the German blogosphere of the alpha version.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look, say, at the English language blogosphere, most people are going to have a domain that's on Blogspot or another live journal or some service. But it is normally the A-list. It's the people that may be in business and are taking blogging more seriously as a public face for their company, or experts, the kind of gurus that show up at conferences and do that circuit, will normally want to have more control over their identity and the presentation of self in the online world than simply having blogspot.com on the end of their URL. So that control over one's identity or brand or whatever word you want to put to it is more common among bloggers who are, for whatever reason, taking that activity more seriously as something central to their either their persona or their business life. But most people don't care that much about that, so they're going to just go with Blogspot, which is very easier. So I'm not sure the English language would look a whole lot different than this if you zoomed in on it. And I suspect if we maneuvered around this map a little bit, we'll find some folks that have their own fully specified URLs as well.
Okay. Yeah. Have you forget something? Is there something you want to mention?
Well, I don't know, but I think the French blogosphere looks very interesting.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
And there's not nearly as much SEO.
Yeah, you should set me a screenshot too, so the people can see a difference between the two patterns.
I will. Another thing that I suspect we'll find with French, that you also find with English, and I don't know that you would find with German, is they're languages that are spoken by large former colonial populations. So I imagine one of these little groups around the periphery of the French blogosphere will include, for instance, African bloggers that are blogging in French. There are a number of Persian bloggers that expatriates that blog in French. There are others that blog in English. So countries that had vast colonial holdings were at least the elites of those former colonial countries speak that language, often blog in that language. So, for instance, the Indian blogosphere is dominated by English blogs. The African blogosphere is dominated by a combination of French and English blogs. So some of what we see there will be folks that are not actually French but are blogging in French.
Yeah, what I had now in my mind, you showed me your maps, the beta or later releases of the US blogosphere and the Iranian blogosphere, and you could really show, okay, within the US blogosphere, that are the conservatives, that are the progressives, that are the lawyers, that are the tech blogs.
Right.
But when I took a look into the German blogosphere, in so Germany, everyone says, oh, everything is selbstreferential. I don't know the translation.
Self-referential?
Yeah, maybe. But the first pattern don't look like. And I saw a lot of most linked blogs like Law Blog and Spreeblick and Basic Thinking and Netzpolitik, but there weren't any pattern around. So Netzpolitik was within lots of other stuff. Then there were political incorrect within lots of PR blogs. The law blog was totally without any law blogs around.
Why?
Yeah.
So to engage in just raw speculation, and so these will be hypotheses that we'll get to explore. So one would be it's simply because we're at the alpha stage of the map. And where so much of the attention of the mapping algorithm is taken up by all the SEO stuff, that once we clear it out, we're going to get a better picture of everything else. So that is one hypothesis. Another hypothesis would be that actually the German blogosphere is now a newer formation and not yet as structurally mature as, say, the English language blogosphere or the French language blogosphere. Therefore, you have still independent bloggers that are known for handling a topic, but they know each other better. So the A-list bloggers, no matter what they talk about, know each other better than a larger community of bloggers coming in behind them knows them. And so you still have individuals that are real leaders in a field who all know each other, but they're not yet surrounded by a large tissue of other bloggers who are also concerned with the same field. So if you rewound the social network map of the English language blogosphere to a time when nobody had ever heard of Talking Points Memo except 1,000 bloggers, it would probably look a bit like that because you know, the blogosphere is still new and it doesn't yet have the kind of audience, group of fellow participants, and that as time goes on, if you looked at it again in another year or two, you would see that same kind of consolidation of the network around certain topics. So that would be another hypothesis.
It sounds logical.
Yeah. And looking at the French, I mean, we see a lot of these are some very distinct structures. I mean, there is something going on there that is likely to make a lot of sense once we interpret it. I guarantee you, as soon as we have these maps and we've done what we did with the English, we've put the colors on it, we've parsed it out into groups, when we get to the beta stage, I'll give them to you first.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and thank you for the introduction and showing me these maps.
Oh, you're welcome.